And let's head on down to St. Bernard Parish, where it's been rather windy and some high tides lately, but I think that's going to be changing effective today. Let's talk to Robbie Campo about it all. Robbie, what's your conditions down there right now, and how's it been during the week? Probably not a whole lot of people getting out to fish, and if they did, they had to find some real protected waters.
Well, you know, Don, the week was really slow. We didn't have a whole bunch of people fishing this week, but the people that did get out, and it was mostly charter captains, they fished redfish up in the marshes, and it was tough fishing. I'm not going to lie to you, but keep in mind, guys, now that the new redfish limits have changed, size limits, everything has changed. So be up to snuff on what's going on with the redfish. At, you know, 18 to 27, no bulls after this. Four, you're only allowed four. So keep that in mind. You know, we don't need nobody getting any tickets out there. You know, because those new regulations came in on the 20th. Tell you, Don, we have an east wind blowing this morning. About, I want to say it's around 7 to 10 miles an hour. It was like this yesterday morning. The guys that tried to get in the sound yesterday, it didn't happen. And I tell you the truth, Don, I don't know if that's going to happen again today. You may be able to fish the long rocks, but I think today's going to be another redfish day. Just because of the way that wind is blowing, the direction of that wind, it's straight out of the east. So I think it's gonna make conditions a little bit tougher to go fish that sound.
I got a question that came in. Somebody's taking their pawpaws fishing, and they're planning to go out of your marina. They want to know if the route's flooded, and will the tide be falling most of the day? The answer to the tide, according to what I see, it's going to be incoming most of the day. And I don't think you've had any road or street flooding down there during those high tides, did you?
Oh, well, yeah, we did. From where they built a hump right there where they used to put the little makeshift rock levee in Florissant, where the bayou meets the road, that was flooded all the way down, all the way to the drawbridge. But today, no, it's not today. It's all high and dry today. Because I came down this morning, you know, it was the tides are up, but they're not on the road. So I mean, you'll be fine getting down here, and even driving out the season, you'll be fine getting out because the water's not going to come up that high. But we did experience water on the highways earlier in the week, and it, you know, Don, when you get these things at this time of the year, it makes a mess. It's kind of like a trial start and pick up every hurry up and pick up everything. So, and I hope that's, you know, this is the last of it, because I tell you, these things are a pain in the butt, but, you know, it keeps you on your toes when you got to go start picking up everything and, you know, putting everything to higher ground. And, it's a lot to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, preseason
drill. We got a lot
of
stuff around here. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is like a Chinese fire drill. when this thing happens, you know, because everybody's in a hurry to scrambling to pick up everything, and, you know, people picking their boats up and so forth and so on. And yesterday was cleanup day. You know, all the docks are all full of mud. Let me talk about the bait situation for a minute. If you're coming down here this morning, the water that's up in that swamp behind Florissant and all that area back there. We all heard the term the black water, what a black water road. Well, that's black water up there right now, and that's where, you know, from these high tides pushing up in there, it's depleted the oxygen in the water, so that water has to come out. So we are not able to put bait in the tanks down that drop down in the bayous. We only have bait up top on in our bait tanks that's up top. And we're having to haul water in and put water, good water, in these tanks with the shrimp, keeping them alive. So I think we're going to be okay this morning till about 7 o'clock or so. But if you're coming down after that time, and Don, I'll keep you posted this morning and let you know how we're making out with bait here, because I know people like to fish with live bait, and it's important to fish with live bait this time of the year. There's so many people, but you do have options. If you're coming in on 510, you could stop at Bait Inc. or Mr. Tony Cucci's place behind the Gulf Outlet Marina back there, by the Quality Inn Hotel on Parish Road. So you got options. So make phone calls, people. Find out who's got bait, because we're all experiencing the same thing with this high tides and so forth and so on. So this just doesn't affect, you know, down here. It affects all over. I know Lester's been having the same problem over by Regalese Marina. They were underwater yesterday. So, you know, these high tides are a real pain in the butt for everybody, but we'll get through it, and hopefully we'll get back to normal and people get back and catch some fish.
You know, Robbie, I was going over the star leaderboard, and I got to tell you, your fishermen are sweeping the deal. You've got, according to what I see, first place speckled trout, 6.28. Third place speckled trout, 5.00. The trout kayak leader was first place, Landon Compagno, 3.46. Mangrove snapper, looks like Scott Del Buono had a first place at 11.04. Third place at 9.54. The sheephead, first place, Jace Guerra, 7.56. And the lady speckled trout, Carla Shula's got a 3.46. You guys are knocking it out of the park down there as far as star.
You know, Don, we weigh a lot of fish in here, and it's been fun doing this. You know, we've been doing this probably for the last 4, 5, maybe 6 years here. I'm not sure how long. I can't even remember how long we've been doing this for star tournament, but it's fun to do. And again, if you're not signed up for star tournament, do so. I mean, I wouldn't leave the bayou without having a star tournament ticket in the boat, just because, you know, you never know if you catch that tagged redfish. I mean, you know, every time you cast that line out, it could be that fish. So, and you don't want to be that guy that doesn't have that ticket, you know, that tournament entry. So do so. I mean, and you could register before you leave in the morning. And, you know, if you catch that fish while you're fishing, great. But do it before you leave the dock.
You know, it's disappointing when someone catches one of those tagged reds and they're not signed up. But, you know, what about all of the fishermen that catch leaderboard fish in other categories and can't put them on because they're not signed up? You got to turn them away. Exactly. You know?
That's exactly right. So that's why I tell people, look, if you're not signed up for this, you're crazy. Because the prizes that these people have, you know, and you know, Sam Hopper and Rad Trash, and these guys do such a fine job of you know, putting this tournament on. I mean, you'd have to be almost crazy not to have a star tournament entry for the couple of dollars that it costs. I mean, you know, you spend that money backing up your driveway most days. So, you know, buy an entry and get in it. And look, and something else, Don, make sure you got a CETO membership. A lot of people don't, you know, I know bunches of people that don't have that. It's a great insurance policy. I get nothing out of it but satisfaction knowing that you're going to get back home safe. So the two things that's a must that this time of the year you should have, get them. Because one can save your life and the other one can get you a lot of prizes.
Got it. All right, Robbie, have a good weekend down there. Let's hope the winds don't blow too bad. Fishing gets back up to normal, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, Don. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach.